Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a female cop being sent to stop someone from being taken advantage of and raped. But then she also gets sexually assaulted while attempting to arrest the rape suspect. I don't know what's worse. The fact that this is done to two of these women, or that the UK independent paper says that this is an attempted case. It's not like they have the wrong man or something. I can't believe how cuck the corporate press is these days. Moving on, you gotta be careful these days with all those photo filters. Just look at this beauty's reflection. Guaranteed to say sayonara to your erection. At least this one showed up in the reflection. I'm certain that 50% of Americans would be too large for their reflection to fit in the window. The woman in the reflection is using the internet to cheat the simp system for attention. Number three is Sammy, and they say that their mother saw them in their favorite dress and called them a disappointment. I'm just using a gender-neutral pronoun in case YouTube punishes my content for misgendering and other such nonsense. Mom was probably just concerned that Sammy was going to ruin their annual family photo with an unflattering dress. Could Sammy be one of those incel trans pill takers that we've heard so much about these days? Up next, I ask guys if they would get together with this native 22-year-old from 1997. She's an Amazon Indian. Most said they would because naturally beautiful women like this are hard to find these days. But are you really sure, because this is what she ended up looking like in 2015 at the age of 40? Her 20-year-old eyes look beautiful, but her 40-year-old eyes look like they're spiteful for some reason. Number five, we have the difference between game developers back then and those today. If you can't figure out why games are bad today, this is probably the smoking gun. But this is wrong. We need to switch the grade point averages because it was the guys with the motto that D is for degree that did really well in the work world. I think this image perfectly describes Ubisoft. Moving on, with this guy fought and died in the Great War if he knew that this is the future of his country where native Brits would eventually be a minority. Germany has now taken the same path as the UK, so I guess it doesn't matter who won that First World War. If this wouldn't make this man laugh or cry, then I know this dating profile might. This might actually be one of his descendants. Number seven is a guy that looks like Ryan Gosling. That was driving for more than 70 years in Nottingham without a driver's license or insurance. Makes you wonder what they even pulled him over for. I bet you it was one of those routine DUI stops around the holidays. This is probably happening more and more as the economy gets worse for a lot of people. They are driving with insurance or a driver's license. Should we learn from this guy and try to be as ungovernable as possible? Number eight is yet another Florida teacher that was having cooch contact with one of her students. The student reported her because of her performance, and apparently her game was weak. I originally thought this is real, but it's actually fake and from a few years ago. But in these woke times, it's hard to know what's true and what isn't. If it were true, this guy would probably be a living legend. Are female teachers targeting students because men their own age don't want them? It's a Scooby-Doo mystery. Up next, a female lawmaker in Oregon created a new law that removes reading, writing, and math requirements in high schools to help students of color. When everyone gets an A, it's absolutely worthless. This sort of virtue signaling seems harmless, but the disaster is going to happen in 10 or 20 years when these kids go off into the workforce and don't have enough critical thinking skills to get the job done. Number 10 is Marie, and she says that any woman that goes to Italy on vacation is to be trusted, because Italy is just like Thailand for women. I think she means not to be trusted, because they'll be banging Italian bambinos on the beach. Thailand is also like candy for a cooch-deprived Western man. Maybe she doesn't understand that fact. Moving on is Brittany, and she's asking for a free Photoshop request. She wants someone to take her and the man behind her kids and even the trash can out of the picture. Notice that she didn't say father or partner. She just said man. But any man that dates a single mother of four, is he really a man? A guy named Cash said, certainly I'll do that, and how about an extra beach backdrop as well? Number 12 is a woman suing an IVF clinic after they wrongly implanted a male and not a female embryo into her. And when she gave birth, she compares it to being raped by a man. Well, at least she's having kids, unlike most lefties these days. It's okay though, she'll probably get that son on HRT as soon as possible, and instills a sense of gender dysphoria into him, and then she'll have the daughter that she's always wanted. That'll also give her double victim points. Up next, a woman spent 4 hours of her time camming, and all she got was $12.71, and she hates life. That seems like a very low price to sell your morality for. Looks like the hoflation is hitting them pretty hard these days. Yet she's still probably overpaid. The average a woman makes on a platform like OF is only $151 a month. As for this woman, she's only making $3.50 an hour showing people her golden nuggets and giner. Enjoy the cyberpunk era, lady. Number 14, apparently Mike Tyson is offering $10 million to anyone who marries his daughter. Clearly this is a gig, and he's probably going to feed any man that marries his daughter to his pet tiger before he ever gives away that kind of money. But if the offer did stand, do you think he'd get half if you divorced her? He better make sure it's a 30 or 40 year payment plan instead of a one-time lump sum. Moving on, I ask you if you would get together with this hippie selling flowers back in 1973. Back then she was their version of a woke leftist flashing way too much skin. But today she would be considered a far-right conservative. It was all apparently about flower power, but I wonder if all she's selling was really flowers. You know, they used to sell big bushes back then too, if you know what I mean. But seriously, that's someone's grandma right now. Makes me wonder what happened to this prize from 1989. Number 16, someone else besides myself figured out that if men go red pill and refuse to get married, 68% of single women will vote for Democrats. The next time Ben Shapiro or Jordan Peterson push you to get married, remember that it's because they want to expand the Republican voter base, because married women are more likely to vote for the right. Are you ready to take one for the team and get married for more Republican votes? Yeah, me neither. Up next is a fit female telling a fat man that she's going to be the world fighting champion. He shows her by swapping his gender and defeating her in the ring. This individual went from being a fat, unattractive incel and turned himself into a stunning and brave, big, beautiful female battling her way to victory in the octagon against female opponents that fat-shamed her while she was a male. If you're confused, don't worry, so am I. Number 18, there's a new mental abuse law in India, where harming a woman's mental health is now considered cruelty. But what is the definition of mental abuse? Anything that the gynocentric judge says it is, of course. Now that this law has been passed, less men than ever will talk to women. Eventually, they'll push for a law against ignoring women, too. But that still probably won't stop the army of Indian simps out there. And where is the law recognizing mental cruelty on men by women? That, of course, doesn't exist. Moving on, the left coast has gone so woke that in Seattle, a student failed a quiz because they said that a male can't get pregnant. If I was the parents, I'd sue the school and teach them a lesson. Don't you get it? Because they're a school and they teach kids lessons themselves. Ha ha. Imagine if it's a private school and someone is actually paying for this type of indoctrination. Number 20 is a woman that has a secret weapon. She farts to get the men behind her in line to back off. The thing is, she doesn't have to do that, straining her sphincter. All she has to do is turn around, show her face, and it'll work the same way. I can also smell her from here. But I bet she doesn't even have to turn around. Just look at her neck. I hope she enjoys her boxed wine and the cats enjoy the farts. Number 21, we have a woman that's got a 987 notch count, and she dares you to slut-shame her. She's been with almost 1,000 men, and not one of them was willing to wife her up. Sucks to be her. It's probably women like her that have lost the ability to bond with men that are the real reason that many men are walking away from the dating market entirely. I seriously wonder how much of that number was actually occupational. She's probably about to get a cat farm with 1,000 cats now. Up next is a woman that says her husband got a vasectomy, thinking it would keep her from getting pregnant. But apparently it's just changed the color of the baby. If this is real, then she knows exactly what she did. That's why she's smiling so much in this picture. I can't wait for her to say one day to her husband that she doesn't need a DNA test and it's all unnecessary. Someone please let this be fake. Number 23 is a woman that went from being a blue-haired lefty to a God-fearing traditionalist in only 3 years. Suddenly more women than ever are posting pictures being traditional once the inflation hit. She's probably hoping that some trad cuck ignores that she was the town bicycle only 3 years prior. There are many born-again Christians out there, just like there's recycled toilet paper. Moving on, did you know that in Canada now, euthanasia is now a leading cause of death? This is all probably done to save the socialized Canadian medical system from collapse. If you end yourself today, then they don't have to pay. Plus, they get to make money off of you. Look up organ donation on Google. The Canadian government is now one of the largest organ harvesters in the world. They make money if you go away today. Number 25 and the last one is this 38-year-old woman deciding that she wants a baby and that she's been betrayed by women's liberation. I guess that fish needs a bicycle after all. Be strong, girl. You don't need no man, don't you remember? But who's going to pull the trigger on a woman like this that's a walking red flag? Funny how the tables turn when men enter their late 30s and early 40s, now that the hoof is on the other foot. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and that's about it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.